Doug.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oak, test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an email wearing sunglasses.
Email? Famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for alternative talk weather. Outlook for Tuesday, mostly sunny skies again today, shaping up to be a pretty nice day. Not as warm as yesterday, but still pretty nice. High temperatures around 79, 80 degrees. A little bit of wind out of the west at 9 to 10 miles per hour takes the edge off the heat. Tonight, increasing clouds. Those temperatures dropping down to about 57. For Wednesday, morning clouds becoming sunny by the afternoon. High temperatures around 77. Mostly clear skies for Wednesday night. Lows down about 58. For Thursday and running up into the weekend, temperatures starting to climb back up into the low to mid-80s and low 90s for the weekend.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have you join us here today, and welcome back to all of you that have been listening to the live stream on Transformation Talk Radio, and hello to all of you that have been with us on our flagship station, KKNW AM 1150 and FN on some channels I don't even remember because I just don't know. Benny knows all of that. Today we got a great show for you today. I love, love, love it. We've got a couple of producers at the helm. I'm thinking it's Olivia, but it might be Jacob. It doesn't matter because the show today, is it Olivia? It's probably Olivia or Jacob.
That's me.
Hi, Olivia.
Hey, you there.
Good to have you. I was talking before. Nadine is joining me here today. This is really kind of cool because the last time Nadine came on, and let me just say Nadine, you're probably like, Nadine who? Nadine Gordon Taylor joining me here today. You know, if you want to find out more about Nadine, go to the thirdeyestudio.com and you're going to find out a lot more. But we were talking before the show. So Nadine is, you know, when I think about people that step out and look at what they do, classically trained, and you're going to find out what this means, experimental artist, focuses on animal kingdom and symbolic connection to humans, masters in arts and painting from Long Island. That's the way I say that. So, like, if you're from New York, you don't say Long Island. You say Long Island, like that. University and or doctorate in education from, yes, to the same school, Columbia University. Except she studied something really interesting. I went through a grueling sensitivity, team training, psychology, a full year of that, and walked out of there thinking, I got to move to the West Coast. So for me today, we're talking about animal love oracle cards, advice, compassion, and wisdom from our animal mentors with Nadine Gordon Taylor. Before the show, we were talking about chit-chatting, about where we are and what we're doing. And I had a couple of realizations, and I'm going to just start. Nadine, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you back, and so great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Beth, and thank you for having me back.
I want to start with the question you asked, because I think it's a great place to start. You asked me, paraphrase, you asked me how I was doing, and last time we talked, don't remember what that year was. I could probably look it up. Linda's my producer. Who cares?
Just last year, yeah.
Was it just last year?
No, I mean 6-8 months ago, something like that.
But when you asked, I want to go back because I want to talk to you about the animals and I want to talk about the power of this, if we could. When you asked me, I don't think you knew that I was going to get my knees replaced. I don't think you knew that my life had been upheavaled and that I had been in a place for 14 years and it was like, you have to move. And I'm in the middle of knee replacement, just got the other one done, right? And you asked me how he's doing today. And I was fascinating because something has happened in the world and the fifth dimension and energy or whatever you want to call it. But what I've discovered, and I want you to talk to it, we truly can become the masters of our own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
We truly can become that. And I want to start with that question for you because it's interesting. When you were talking to me 8 months ago, 9 months ago, wherever that was or whatever that was, there are a lot of things up in the air. Today, it's as if everything, the universe, just laying it out. How does that work energetically? What is your knowledge about how we could trust?
Well, a very good question, and what I believe, it's all, I use the word quantum, for lack of a better word. I mean, we could say cause and effect, karma, energy. There's a lot of cliches, what you give out, you get back, what you focus on manifests. But the bottom line is we are much more in control of what happens to us than we realize. And it starts by just stopping and looking at yourself now. There's an expression, if you want to know what you were thinking 5 years ago, look at your life today. And if you want to know what your life is going to look like in 5 years, look at your thoughts today. Thoughts are extremely powerful. We have heard that before, but my big thing is knowing and integrating are two different things. You really have to understand that what you say, what you think, how you act on those thoughts creates the next steps. It's kind of your roadmap. You're born on a map, but where you go on that journey is controlled by your thoughts. So it's not that things don't seem to happen, but the fact is how you react to how these things happen controls the next thing and the next and the next. So when you work with things like divination cards, like oracle decks or tarot decks, they make you more aware that you have an inner guidance, or call it your higher self, but something is working with you and you're understanding things in a clearer manner if you're willing and allow it to happen. A lot of people will go, I know, I know, I know, but then they shut it down.
No, yeah. I'm not doing I know because I don't know what I don't know. And I have always been like that. I've always been at that place. But I really want to get to what you said. First of all, congratulations on the Animal Love Oracle card. Congratulations on these beautiful cards. And I'm always struck by what happens when I do a three-card spread, and two of them are creatures that swim. I'm just like, dude, I don't swim. Why would I pick you for a card, and why are you being picked for a card? I don't swim, but I have a relationship with water. And I want to talk with you about the cards for a minute because, first of all, they're beautiful. Second, I want to talk about the message inherent in the cards. And by the way, Benny, Olivia, we have three copies of the book, Animal Love Oracle Cards Advice. I'm assuming that the book and the cards come together because we are talking about it.
Yes.
And I want to ask you about the paintings. Okay. When you create something like this, Nadine, how does this change you?
What's very interesting is in this series, which is a little different than my heart path, I started with a printmaking technique called monotypes and different things like that. And I had lots of sheets of paper around me, and I would look into the paper and I would actually hear the animal. The animal would come to me, and then I would start painting it. And I asked the animal, please, I want to have a relationship with you to make you beautiful so that when people see you, they will feel your energy. So as I'm painting, I am connecting on an energetic level with the soul of the species. And that's why when you look at the cards, most of the animals, if not all, are looking you directly in the eye, because that is really important. Because when you link with their eyes, you start feeling something in your heart. And so the painting itself, I feel, is the first step in the message. Even though you have, for example, I pulled this card today with the chipmunk, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's looking at you in a way going, come on now, this is what I represent. I am this type of animal. I live in this type of environment. You pick me. And you mentioned water. The very interesting thing about that is it's not always literal. Water is emotions. You may not like to swim in your emotions, so maybe you try to avoid it. And so you're getting the card that's going, you're not going to be able to avoid it as long as you're listening to me, your higher self. I'm here to wake you up to new information that's keeping you from living the path you came here to live and do what you're supposed to do. We all have a passion and a dream. Once you find that, which is what I hope this deck will help with, then you're here to share it with the world. That's what you came here to do. And in some ways, these animals are going, I'm here to help you have the confidence and to get you past the negative self-talk. Because some people ask me, oh, is everything positive in the deck? And it's not that. It gets you to think, but there's no way I want you to focus on the negative, because that energetically will produce more negative. So they're here to say, have the confidence, I'm here, look me in the eyes, you feel my strength, you'll understand when I dig tunnels, you'll understand when I fly, you'll get that energy from me. And so it's not always literal. It's on so many levels. Looking at the actual card between the colors that stimulate the eye and the images that are on that to what you end up reading, because there's words underneath it, and then the book expands on those words and takes it even deeper. So when I create the painting, at least in this series, I literally would hold the paper in my hand sometimes and throw the paint or the ink on it, think the animal, and it would start to come out.
You know, one of the things I want to say is, for those of you out there just tuning in, this is a live call-in show. We're actually going to give away 3 copies of the book and the deck. But when you call in for the copies, we're asking you to come on so we can pull a card for you and give you a message, because this is the time of message. I did something interesting, and I would like you to comment in on it, and I never do these with cards. Usually when I get cards, I shuffle them, I look at them, of course. But in this deck in particular, I did something interesting. Usually I'm a random picker. I've also done a random pick here. But this deck was different for me. It called me to go through every card. Okay, so how weird do I want to sound at the moment? To go through every card, not look at what it says, right, but look at the card. And, you know, is that the card? What am I drawn to? And it was fascinating when I did this. Now, clearly there are some animal totems I have that have been with me for a long time. Some of them came out. But I went through, and I have to tell you, there were 3 that jumped out. But there's one in particular that no matter how many times I shuffled the deck, when I looked at the bottom, it was there. And I tried to not pay attention. So I want to talk to you about that. You know, this was interesting exercise for me. So I have on the left the random cards. In front of me, I have the cards that I looked straight in the eye, right? I looked at it in the eye. I mean, it looked at me. Let me just say, I didn't look at it. It's like it looked at me and it said, hello, hello. And I put it aside. And I wanted to ask you about that process before I share what they are. Can you talk about that process? Because it directly relates to what you said. 5 years ago, I was sitting at the edge of several major decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what was I going to do with this network? What did the people want me to do? What does the audience want me to do? And 5 years ago, I made a conscious decision to invest in up-leveling all of our programming. And 2 weeks ago, maybe two or three weeks ago, we're getting ready for expansion now because we did do that up-leveling. We did do it. But you see, we're so close to what we do, Nadine. We don't really understand, you know, how people in technology look at us. We have built something based on every one of y'all's input, every one of the listeners' inputs, everything they've ever said to us in 18 years, mm-hmm. everything that every host has ever said to us, and we built it. We didn't think, what does broadcasting look like? We thought, what can we do to make it easier for people? And we just did it.
Mm-hmm.
We had our first meeting with like an outside group, Amazon, AWS, and an AWS partner called Nomad. And Jessica and I were kind of in a little awe because we're just talking about our stuff. And they're saying, can you show us? Because we kind of don't believe you. They didn't quite say it that way, but they said, could you show us? And we showed them. And from their perspective, they looked at us and they said, did you know nobody has that? Do you know nobody's doing that the way you're doing it? Mm-hmm. And Jessica and I are looking at each other and we said, no, because we're not building something to compare ourselves. We're building this for the people that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
So the cards I pulled, and then the cards that talked to me, some of them I've never been related to. Tell me about this process and how these cards talk to people.
Well, that's an excellent question because every different deck you pick up will give you different advice that maybe you should pull one a day, maybe you should pull three a day, maybe you should do a Celtic cross or et cetera. But as far as I'm concerned, you always get the card you are supposed to hear at that particular moment in time. Someone here that was going to do a reading, and a card fell out of the deck for her and fell on the floor, and it was the image that her husband was secretly going to buy her, the painting here in my shop, and it fell on the floor. I mean, the universe is going to bring you what you need to hear no matter what. So whatever way you do it, whether it's just you select it, you shuffle it, you spread it out, it doesn't matter how you do it. You are always going to hear because you're energetically linked to whatever it is that's guiding us at this moment. I call it my higher self. Some people call it angels, guides, God, goddesses, whatever name you want to give it, we are not alone. We all have guides with us. As far as I know, we all have two guides with us. And the guides that are with us are connected through the heart, and they're always positive. If you hear something negative like, oh, I didn't pick the right card, or oh, I'm not sure how to do it, that's all negative self-talk that has nothing to do with the current moment of time. That's like distraction.
Yeah.
So when you pick up the cards, there are some people that believe you've got to get your energy on them, and if you believe that, then you need to do it. There are some people that believe you just go in and pull one, and then that's what you do. And you can shuffle it vertically like this. You can shuffle it horizontally. And, you know, you can stand on your head. But my philosophy is you are always going to get the message you need to hear. And that is the bottom line. And if you, when you're listening to it, the things you tend to resist the most are usually what you need to hear the most.
So yeah.
I don't know if that answers your question.
That does. And by the way, we've got two people calling. What I'd like to do, Benny, if we could, is I'd love to take one of our callers. And then, Benny, would you also make sure we get their information and we'll send them a deck of the cards. But are we ready to give our fabulous audience members some insight? You ready, Nadine?
Absolutely.
Benny, Charlene.
Hello.
Hello, Charlene. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, ladies?
Good. So we want to give you a message today using the cards. And by the way, don't hang up until Benny gets your information.
Already taken care of, Pat.
Oh, he's so good. Benny's so good. Charlene, Nadine, I'm going to let you both take over.
So I'm just going to pull a card for Charlene.
Yes.
And I'm so excited. I'm just going to randomly pull it. Ah! Now, I have to say, in my deck, there are two wild cards. I call them wild cards because they are mythological beings, the unicorn and the mermaid. And you just got the mermaid. And the mermaid is enchanting, unconventional, and strong conviction. So I'm going to start off by just reading a little bit. I'm not sure if I should read the whole thing.
Go for it.
So it says, congratulations, the card you have selected is a wild card. It shows a mermaid, half human, half fish, swimming towards the blue rose, which is my symbol for miracles. Mermaids have been part of human consciousness for a very long time. They live at a similar but different frequency. They have found a way to visit us from time to time. Sometimes on purpose, sometimes not. While there is no evidence that mermaids exist outside of folklore, reports of mermaid sightings continue to the present day. So the symbolism of the mermaid combines fish, water, and feminine energy. Fish speak of determination and a strong sense of self. They rarely slow down. They go at full speed towards what they believe in. Mermaids live in water. Water is considered a feminine element associated with emotions and intuition. It is more powerful than we realize because some scientists believe that it can be programmed just like a computer. Water crystals change when exposed to high or low frequency words. So before drinking or swimming in any water, send its loving thoughts. And I want to reinforce the fact that when you drink something, when you take a shower, when you're swimming, I mean, if you're thinking certain thoughts, that water is almost like a quartz crystal. It's a magnifier, so be very careful of that. Mermaids think with their heart. You can, too. In fact, there is proof that the heart has a similar cellular structure to the brain. At stressful times, it is important that you feel with your heart rather than think with your brain. Mermaids are rare, but I do feel that they exist. Symbolically, you may feel alone in your beliefs, but there are others out there like you. You have a profound understanding that life can be different. Trust the voice you hear inside that tells you that the outer world is not what it seems to be. It absolutely can change. When you receive this wild card, it means to unequivocally go for the gold. Believe in your visions of paradise on earth and all you need to do to achieve it. You were born with these dreams in your genes. So when the mermaid shows up, you might find yourself going through a makeover. Don't be surprised if you feel rebellious, wild, and intensely independent. And since the spirit of the mermaid is so distinctive and quirky, expect something new and different to manifest. What fun is that? The mermaid is very discerning and only appears to the true of heart. If you want to connect with her, you must love yourself, know you are brilliant, and realize that you are one in a billion. Be strong, independent, and believe in magic. Remember to go where none have gone before. You are more important than you realize. Swim with the mermaid towards your new positive timeline and be ready to receive your miracle. And the affirmations are, everything works out better than I imagined. I awaken to my role as the architect of my life. Miracles are a state of mind. They are possible when I believe in them. So tell me how you respond to that.
It's everything that I believe in and more. And it's really funny. I totally connect to this card because lately I've been drinking a lot more water. And when I drink the water, I bless the water with good health. And when I bathe in Epsom salts to cleanse my aura. And whenever I shower, it's bless this water. Like, I totally connect to this card.
That's great. Well, there's something that you've come here to do that you're either working on or you're not sure, but just know whatever it is you're thinking of doing, because I know you're coming from the heart. Don't let anything stop you from that particular dream. That's the message of this card, that if you're wavering or doubt anything, if there's even the littlest thing that you know that you want to do but weren't sure of, this is the card, Dawn, saying go for that goal.
Oh, my gosh.
Got it?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Charlene. Benny, Olivia, what I would love to do in a minute is go to a break. But before we do, Nadine, please tell people about the Animal Love Oracle cards. Please tell them how they can get their own copy. Please tell them how they can find out about you. And when we come back, we're going to go right back to the phones. Of course, we have Margot waiting. And the book and the card giveaway come together. So
yes.
When we say we're going to give you the book, it's with the cards.
It's with the cards. This is called Animal Love Oracle Cards, Advice, Compassion, and Wisdom from our Animal Managers, illustrated, of course, by me and written by me.
Yeah.
In this edition, Bear and Company is the publisher.
Yeah.
And what you have to do is Google either the name of the, it's all over the Internet, but you can get it directly from Bear and Company. You can get it from Amazon. I know Barnes & Noble has it. You can pretty much get it on the Internet without a problem. And I am, my website is www.thethirdeyestudio.com, and all my information is on that website. I sell the prints to both of my decks there, and it gives a little blurb for each, a little sample blurb for each of the images that are in these decks. And anything else that I need
to
know?
No, that's good. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're right to the phones, 1-800-930-2819. And, yes, I have a question from somebody who said, when you come back, can you and Nadine talk about, you must have mentioned the Celtic spread.
Yes.
We will talk about that. I have it as a 10-card spread. And when we come back, we'll talk about what the Celtic spread. Margo, we're coming right to you and anybody else calling in. 1-800-930-2819. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Trish Loud from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. During all care hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge care heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. This is every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop. My family's care hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
The truth is funny. This happens because Colette Marie Steffens is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there. But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change. Hey, everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am excited. I'm so excited. Like the Pointer Sister excited, Benny.
That's a great song. One of my favorites.
You know the Pointer Sisters? You got to love those sisters.
Yeah, all of them.
Ooh, they were so good.
I think when you talk about
sister groups, they were the best,
yeah,
right?
They were sad to see you go from the group. That's compliment.
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't you think when you think about sister groups, like you got the brother groups and you got that like Michael Jackson. When you think about the sister groups, they are at the top of the food chain, right?
We're all equal here, Pat. They're all amazing. Come on, Pat. Don't do that.
All right. So let me put it to you a different way. Give me another sister group that did a song like Fire. I'll let you think about that. I'm going back to Nadine. We're going to pull a card for you, Benny. Welcome back, everybody. We're having so much fun because it is fun. It is the time to really boost everything up. Animal love oracle cards, advice, compassion, wisdom from our animal mentors with Nadine Gordon Taylor. We're going to get to the phones. Margo, let's go ahead and bring Margo on. And while we're bringing Margo on, you mentioned the Celtic spread. And so you briefly mentioned it. One of our listeners said, what was that again? Okay. I have it as a 10-card spread. I've already done mine here since you mentioned it. I only looked at two cards. But it's a 10-card spread, and each edition, and you can go online and Google it.
Yes, but it's past, it's present, it's future, it's the outcome, you know, what you're thinking, it's different, you know. It's so much.
You know,
yes.
It's a lot of information. Yeah, but what I love about the cards is, and we'll go through this today, is when you do a spread like the Celtic spread, what happens is that you see how the Celtic spread, how the images of it, right, how the flow of these cards make sense. And so we're gonna go to the phones right now. But I shared my first card, which represents the middle, and it was the manatee, and it says acceptance, simplify, slow down. Can't be any more perfect than that. I'm just saying. Let's go. Margo, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
Excited, too. We would love to pull a card for you. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
So Margo should think about a question now. What do you think, Nadine?
She can think about a question, but I did pull a card, so.
Oh, let's go. Oh,
what I do advise, what I advise people to do when you're dealing with divination is not to ask a specific question, but to ask for the highest and best good outcome. Let's just say if you are having a hard time with work or with family or, you know, things like that, you just say, please give me for the highest and best good some guidance that will help me through this. And the card that I just pulled was the Penguin, and it's transitional, unconventional, and dream vision. I'm actually going to change my glasses, so I'm going to go over it. The book is alphabetical, and it says the card that was selected shows a penguin manifesting its dreams. Although the penguin is a bird and has feathers, it cannot fly. It has evolved its own way and dances to its own tune. And it's important when you hear these expressions for you to listen closely. So you two need to allow what makes you unique, special, and different to develop in its own time. Don't judge yourself by other standards. Listen to your inner voice guiding you to new territory. The more you listen, stronger your extrasensory abilities will become. Eleanor Roosevelt had it right when she said so eloquently, you wouldn't worry so much about what others think if you realized how seldom they do. So the penguins spend most of its time in or around water, diving below the surface looking for food. Symbolically, this connects it to the world of dream, feeling, and intuition, and allows it to adapt to different levels of reality. Venture with the penguin deep below the surface and connect to remote and uncharted aspects of your psyche. There you can access personal and universal knowledge, helping you to understand and accept why you are here. Like the penguin, be fearless and optimistic, no matter how challenging the landscape. If things seem a bit frenzied and overwhelming right now, know that this is just a temporary state. Place your hand on your heart, breathe slowly, and visualize that you have what it takes to succeed on all levels. Move forward with your most favorite ideas and projects and see them manifest. These personal missions contain rich rewards, especially if what you want to do involves helping others. The penguin molts and removes feathers that are no longer, that don't you need any longer. This can include things, emotions, and memories. Have a little ceremony and honor what you release, let it go, and feel renewed, energetic, and optimistic. Follow the penguin to new dimensions and experience hidden blessings and being reunited with your true and empowered self. And the affirmations are, I am tougher and more powerful than I know. I let go of anything that keeps me from reaching for the stars, and I am able to navigate turbulent waters knowing that smooth sailing is ahead. So how does that sound?
that sounds, Margaret, really a nice thing to hear today. That's very affirming. That's awesome. It's what I needed to hear.
I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
And I was going to say that quotation is very, very important. I don't put that many quotations in each card, but this one about I have a feeling you worry about what others think, and I love the way Eleanor Roosevelt put it. If you realize how seldom they actually do, you realize you're the one that has all the answers. And they're mirroring you in a way on some level, and if you have doubts about yourself, you're going to attract others that have doubts as well. So you really do need to understand that you are much more in control of what's happening than you realize.
Okay.
How's that sound, Margo? Are you ready to take the reins?
I'm ready. I'm ready to be ready.
Oh, yeah. I love that we're thinking about that way. Ready to be ready. It's really interesting. Did you hear earlier what I was saying is that, you know, I rarely take a deck of cards like this and go right to a spread or go look at the cards, but I found myself really drawn to them, and you're going to be getting a deck of these, so I'm interested to see what you think. But for the first time in my experience, I have been drawn to cards that I have not been drawn to before. And when I did my Celtic spread just now, where they landed was extremely interesting. So you're going to have so much fun with this, Margo. And I'm assuming you gave Benny information because Benny's all over it, right?
He is all over it. Benny always does a good job.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Margo.
Yeah, it's the better Benny. Benny gets better. He gets better every day.
Like fine wine over time?
Margo, thank you. Anything else we can help you with today?
No, that was great. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, rock on. Thank you. Nadine, let's take a moment and let people know about how they can find out more about you. And then I want to talk about one of the spreads, because I think what's interesting, it will help people explain sort of the detail of the way we're talking about how the cards work.
Okay.
And I find it fascinating, too. I rarely do a Celtic spread.
It's a lot of information.
It's a lot of information. But for some reason, I felt drawn to it today. We don't have time to go through all of it, but I want to talk about how the relationships of these cards work to each other. Again, please let people know how they get the deck. And, of course, What a great publication. What a great way to get the message out.
Well, you can get this from Inner Traditions Bear & Company. It's Bear & Company. And just Google them online. Or, again, if you just Google Animal Love Oracle Cards, they will pop up. And then there's my website, www.thethirdeyestudio.com. You can always get any information about me there. My phone number is there and my email is there. And please feel free, if you have any questions, to contact me. I actually love talking to people. And as far as the cards go, I do suggest, you know, you can pull one card a day. You can have the past, present, future, and outcome, which is four cards, if you have a little bit more time. When you get to the Celtic cross, which is a cross and then cards going up the sides, the 10-card spread, That means you're ready to have almost like, I want to say, a master's course in what you're supposed to be hearing at that moment in your life right now, because you'll only pull what on some level that you either avoiding or you just need to hear it to confirm it, but you are going to always pick. And the other thing is you're only going to hear what you're ready to hear. So when you first pull a card, that's why I say one a day or one a week sometimes in the beginning is enough, and reread it, because you might not have thought something was very important, and all of a sudden, like you were saying before, something pops out, and you need to pull it. But, you know, I like what you did with the deck when you said you turned it around and looked. It shows you that everything can be done in a different way. It's unconventional, and I think that's the motto of our days, not to do what's always been done before, but to follow your own intuition and do it your way. And so if you just turn the deck over and go through each card and you pick the one or ones that you resonate to, whether it's because of its beauty or because of a memory, it doesn't matter what. It means it's connected to you energetically on some level and you're ready to hear it. The Celtic cross is going to give you so much information about who you are, what brought you to the current situation, where you're going to go with that current situation and how it's going to outcome. And that's just something you need to have time to do it correct. You don't want to rush through it.
No. You know, here's the thing, and let's go through this for a minute. I mentioned to you that for the first time I found myself drawn to certain, you know, I don't like to call them animal totems, but connections.
The guides.
And so these cards are really beautiful like that. One of the things that I did is I laid out the Celtic spread. So for Angie, for you that's asking about it, go ahead and Google it. But what you find is it's a 10-card spread. In the middle is a situation. And in the situation, Nadine, the manatee. And the reason that I love that card is because it talks to the message of, for me, what I need to do now to prepare for all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says your situation, and the situation is acceptance, simplify, slow down. Clearly, I did that. But here's the question. In the process of doing it, and I think this is the confusion we have sometimes with cards, so I need your help on this.
Okay.
When you and I talk about simplify, people confuse simplify with streamline. So when you pull a card, acceptance, simplify, and slow down, it doesn't imply that you negotiate or compromise your dream and vision.
No, not
this
at all.
Is the confusion. And so that's why I love pulling this card. Talk about this card, but talk about it and wait till you see the rest. You and I have a vision. Look at you talking about doing one-on-one readings.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd have pulled this card, it wouldn't be like, oh, no, Nadine, don't do any readings.
No, but it would actually, with that, in to use that example, what that would mean is to simplify my life to allow me to do that which I want to do. And the simplification could be physical, it could be spiritual, it could be emotional. So it isn't just meaning, you know, maybe work a little less so that you can do what you want a little bit more, but it could also mean slow your thoughts down a little bit because you're driving yourself crazy, you know. It also could mean your house is a mess because you can't really function very well if you're in debris. So if you simplify and let go of things you don't need any longer, you will let in the things that are here to serve you. So it can be on many different levels.
So this is what I love about this. As you do this, it's an interesting spread. And when you go to the second card, it talks about, I've seen this second card talked about in different ways. One of them is opposing forces. There's another view of this that says, what distracts you? So my second card is, it, when I pick the second card, right, what I think about is I pick the cougar. Now, I have to tell you about this card because this is one of the cards that when I went through the deck, there were two of them three of them actually that came out like this. Mm-hmm. One was the cougar, the other is the panther, the black panther. It's in a different place. But I picked the cougar for my second card. And this is an interesting card because I don't know how to interpret it in this place. What distracts you or what's a challenge? Here, tell us what the cougar is because I love this card.
Well, I'm going to just read the first affirmation, which is, I am always the best version of myself. So if you let anything get in the way, the negative self-talk, that could be it. But with the cougar, it says, the cougar is very strong, confident, and balanced. And then it says, it is ready for anything that life throws its way. Are you? You know, the challenges and things, are you? So if it's in that placement, it's just asking you, how are you being affected by the challenges that are being thrown at you right now, and can you handle them? What kind of help do you need? The cougar knows that you've come here to address and heal many lifetimes of karma. When embraced, these dramas can awaken you to your mission here on Earth and allow you to raise your personal and universal vibration. So is anything from that holding you back and keeping these vibrations down? What would it be? I mean, you would personalize it and make a list of these things. Like, you know, it wants you to look and investigate that which is holding you back. To do this, you need to release any judgments you have and learn to be compassionate. This includes learning to love yourself as well as others. Remember, your greatest issues are never about what other people do, but how you respond to what they do. So have other people bothered you, and maybe you haven't realized that it's how you responded, not how they're responding.
Yep.
So the outer world will transform when you go inside and work on yourself. You are alive today because your soul wants to help humanity ascend to heart-based consciousness, which you do. Is there anything keeping you from doing that that's coming from your own emotions, your own past or things? Not necessarily, you know, if you say you're doing that.
Well, this is how brilliant the cards are. So let's talk about what you've created in these cards. Number one was, right, the situation. Acceptance, simplify, slow down. Oh, maybe that's getting in the way. But number three, what are you letting go of, is the fish.
Uh-huh.
Didn't you just talk about it? Emotions, right? Now, I don't think he wants me to get rid of a strong sense of self, but, you know, what I hear you say is when you put these cards together, cougar is a spiritual warrior, I think you call it, too.
Yes.
That is an interesting aspect. I am in a really interesting position where I'm fighting becoming that. Or I don't see myself as that.
Okay.
And this is really interesting for me. Probably too much information I'm sharing here. But, you know, there's a label that I've been called recently, and I've been shying away from it. And I think what you're talking about are what the messages of these cards are and the beauty of it. When I look that cougar in the eye, I am very clear about what I need to step into. When I look at that fish, I rarely pick any kind of water at creatures. I'm telling you, I just don't. Now I got the manatee and I got the fish. Determination, emotion, strong sense of self. So this is what I love about these cards because by themselves, they're powerful, right? But when you start to put them together in a spread like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
I got to ask you about one more.
Go ahead.
The fourth card.
Which one?
This is what's opening to you. The penguin.
Which I just read.
But it's transitional, unconditioned, and dream visions.
Unconventional, which of course you are.
But this is so cool. I want to stop here in the few minutes we have left because I want people, this is less about the cards I pull, but I want you to talk to how brilliant these messages are when you integrate them for a minute.
Well, they form a narrative, but again, it's all coming from some aspect of your own vision, since I believe we're creating reality moment to moment. So So we're always looking outside ourselves for the answers. That's what we've been taught ever since we went to school. But all the answers are inside. And your cougar's telling you you're more psychic than you realize. And most people have an ability that's been turned off, not because it's off. But it's just that you're not looking at it. You're not aware of it. You're not acknowledging it. But so when you put these cards together, what you're actually doing is kind of forming a sentence or a paragraph, which brings me more back to my first deck, which is a little more complex that way because it had many symbols in it. This one just focuses on the individual animal and its environment, you know, what it eats, what it does, does it dig tunnels, does it swim, and then it relates it to your own life. Now, so if you take different animals and you do past, present, future, and outcome, or the Celtic spread, or just one card, you are going to hear part of the larger narrative that you need to hear, and you will only hear it as much as you can handle. So if you can handle doing the Celtic spread, then you are open to hearing the full story for that situation that you're in. Maybe you can just handle one card, and you just are going to focus on that for the day of the week.
Yep.
Because you may be open to things. You said I don't know if it was you just said it, I don't know what I don't know.
That's me. That's the way I've lived my life. And I got to tell you, it's gotten me through more doorways. It's gotten me to do things I would have never done if I had known. And so I don't know what I don't know. It's a representation of ignorance is bliss.
Well, the fact is that it's nice and humbling when you don't know what you don't know. But you know how many people think they know when they really don't know?
Oh, yeah.
And then they lead themselves down into a path and a room, and then they just have to turn around and go the other way. So these cards are here to gently nudge you and guide you to open up to that which you don't know at this point. And you may think you know something. I mean, we all know we're supposed to listen to our intuition. How many of us actually do?
Yeah. You know, here's what I love about the storyboard of this. And for those of you just tuning in, you know, I want to make sure you know that today's show with Nadine Gordon-Taylor and her latest book and Animal Love Cards is just fantastic. We're talking about, for the moment, we're just going through sort of what does a Celtic oracle spread look like, and we're not going to be able to get through all of them. But I do want to stay with this for a minute, because when I look at then 5 and 6, right, manatee, cougar, fish, penguin, now 5, elephant, which is what you haven't recognized, intelligence, responsibility, divine feminine. And then you go up to 6, so now you're finishing the inside spread. What you're beginning to understand from this reading is the hawk. And so when I take a look at all of these together, it's like, oh, boy.
You know, I'm going to just go back to the elephant for a second.
Go ahead.
Without even reading what I wrote, the elephant is huge, right? It's huge. It's that you are not quite understanding your greatness and your size yet. Even if I could go into the whole, it could talk about feminine, you know, a lot of stuff, but it's a huge land animal. And then the hawk is a solar bird. It connects you to the great spirits, your higher self, and it also lets you see the bigger picture without getting nitpicky about too many details down here. You can pull back and now look at this whole spread, and you can see it for what it is, the guidance that you're ready to accept and allow in at this time.
I love this deck, and I just want to go through this quickly so that I'm getting a message. People want me to read the other cards. Let me just read them. We're not going to have time to go into them. On the outside, 7, 8, 9, and 10, just so you know, I'm going to start in the order of 10. 10 is the result, which was the dragonfly.
Oh.
9 is take this action, which is the Black Panther. 8 has to do with family and friends. Offer this, which is the snake. And 7, which is a little bit of a confusion for me, it's a card I pull a lot, but it says outdating thinking brings this, and it's the deer. This is my spread, which I'm going to spend a lot of time with, but I'm fascinated by it. But I'm more fascinated, Nadine, about how you've created these in a way that literally tells a story.
You know, this deck kind of just happened to me. I didn't, when I created the images, they were not particularly for a deck. They were coming just from my love and passion of the animals and my love of art, and I kept asking them to guide me. I always ask for help from my higher self, from whatever. So I would literally ask the animal to come into the card for me, give me your soul, let them see you, the beauty of you. And so I feel the energy of that is in the cards. So when you put them together, whether it's one card or 10 cards, you can, and it will be your higher self. You can literally look at the words on the bottom and pick the ones that form the sentence you're ready to hear.
Now, I will say this, and I'm going to end with this. You said you could pick a card that's a whole deal. I went ahead and did that. This is why I love what you do. I picked the rhinoceros. Confidence, unconventional, and law of attraction. So I'm going to spend time tonight in my sacred space with this. But Nadine, I want to thank you for bringing a new level of consciousness and a tool forward for us that is so heart connected, is so beautiful, and so wise in the book that you've written. Thank you so much
for doing what you do.
Can you tell people how they can work with you one-on-one? Because we haven't done that yet.
If you go to my website, all my contact information is on there, and you can either text me or email me. I mean, I'm NDT artist at optonline.net, but that's too fast. That's written on my website. And if someone would like to get a session with me one-on-one, which is reading the card and then talking for the rest of the hour together, they can either text me or email me, and I'd be willing to make an appointment with them.
Well, I'm going to be one of the first to do it because I need help with this spread. Because there's a lot of things in here that I don't know what I don't know about, but I think there's a reason you came on today. And it's really to help me understand how I can better serve in the calling that I have in this life.
Well, you got two very large, great animals, which on some levels, at this point, you just don't know how great you are yet. You're getting there, but you don't know it yet. Those are magnificent animals.
Yep. I still have dreams about me being on a monkey bar in New York City in the Bronx. So I'm just saying, I love my life. I love being able and have the honor of talking to someone like you, Nadine.
Awesome.
And I love what you're doing for our audience.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Hey, good Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. We're still over on 405, looks like northbound, southbound in the Newcastle area around Northeast 44th Street. It's heavy in both directions. It's more of a northbound around the construction zone, but it will break free and smooth to the I-90. In the southbound direction, it will break free after the park drive in a breeze through the 167 and the I-5. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Forging a Life with Coach Christine. Beyond the Curves, calling in the unique destiny. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor, the White House COVID response team, admits it's unlikely the U.S. will reach the big 4th of July vaccination goal. President Biden has said he wants to see 70% of all adult Americans get at least one shot by the upcoming holiday. COVID coordinator Jeff Zients told reporters that falling short of the goal shouldn't undermine the enormous progress that's been made so far. More financial help coming for small businesses in New Jersey struggling because of the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Phil Murphy today signed several bills that provide $235 million in aid to small businesses and nonprofits.
More New Jerseyans work for small businesses than anywhere else. Their success drives our success.
About $120 million will be for businesses with five or fewer employees, $10 million for child care providers, $20 million for dining establishments, and $25 million for startups. Recreational marijuana is now legal in Connecticut. Governor Ned Lamont signed the bill into law Tuesday at the state capitol in Hartford. The bill was passed by state lawmakers during a special session last week, and it legalizes recreational marijuana for adults age 21 and older by July 1st. Connecticut is now the 19th state to legalize marijuana, along with neighboring New York and New Jersey. Tickets for the musical The Music Man, starring Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster, are back on sale. Jackman posted video on social media showing him rehearsing one of the show's tap dance routines. Previews will begin December 20th at the Winter Garden Theater, with opening night set for February 10th. Broadway shows have been closed for over a year due to the pandemic, and according to one report, the resale for a pair of tickets for The Music Man is already going for over $8,000. The Nasdaq is hitting a new record. The index jumped to a new intraday record after rising 0.5% during today's session. The tech-heavy index climbed 0.5% to set the record. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use? Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for alternative talk weather. Outlook for Tuesday, mostly sunny skies again today, shaping up to be a pretty nice day. Not as warm as yesterday, but still pretty nice. High temperatures around 79, 80 degrees. A little bit of wind out of the west at 9 to 10 miles per hour takes the edge off the heat. Tonight, increasing clouds. Low temperatures dropping down to about 57. For Wednesday, morning clouds becoming sunny by the afternoon. High temperatures around 77. Mostly clear skies for Wednesday night. Lows down about 58. For Thursday and running up into the weekend, temperatures starting to climb back up into the low to mid-80s and low 90s for the weekend.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Forging a Life Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny with Coach Christine Clark. Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your very being is softened by fire as you take hits that shape you. Christine is a transformational life coach dedicated to empowering entrepreneurs to create a whole life success on their terms. On this show, you will be forged into a magnificent, powerful, highly functional work of art that is your significant life. Now, here's your host, Christine Clark.
Join me, Coach Christine Clark, as we forge our lives. We are going to go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Who will you be when you believe you have what it takes? Welcome to Forging a Life. I am Coach Christine Clark. We're going to go beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny. And I am jazzed to be here today. This is going to be so much fun. Think about the curve. What is the curve? When have you been in the curve? When has life or the universe given you curveballs? Was it a swing and a miss? When was the last time you did a party and you put it together? You had these wonderful specialty cookies that you just had 2 weeks ago and thought, oh, these are going to be perfect. And you go to the store and they don't have any more. And they tell you, it's a specialty item. You can't get those anymore. That's a little bit of a curve. You know, in 1998, my husband was making beautiful pocket knives, single-bladed, really tiny works of art. And we had a handful of people that bought everything he made. And he continued to work steady. The money came in. Life was good. Things were flowing. And in the fall of 1998, the stock market took a huge plunge, and everybody stopped buying immediately. That was a curve. We were in the curve. And destiny. Talk to me about destiny. You know, are you on a path? Do you feel like you're moving through life just doing one thing after the next, but maybe you're not sure where you're going? Are you on a trajectory? Can you see the pinnacle and you're just going for it? Or is life just kind of a holding pattern? Are you stuck in your circumstance and feel like you're really not going anywhere? You know, we can feel and sense that there is something beyond where we are at, and we want to call that in. And sometimes it's veiled to us. Sometimes it's not very clear. And it takes a little bit of time to figure out, what is that, or how do I get there? Or maybe we just get a brief glimpse and we think, you know, maybe that wasn't real. or maybe we're just going along and we know that what we're doing right now does not fulfill and call us to be who we're meant to be, but we're not sure what the next step is. That can be your destiny. I'm going to tell you that that destiny that's waiting for you is absolutely real, absolutely real. You know, in 2015, I stepped into becoming what was my destiny to be a transformational life coach. But that step was a lifetime in the making. You know, I think back early in my childhood, you know, I just took jobs. I just did what was in front of me, right? So I went out and I figured out, you know, I babysat, I mowed lawns, I shoveled snow, I cleaned the meat room at our local supermarket, and I was a cashier. And think about all the things that you did. You know, did you have a lemonade stand? Did you walk dogs? Did you have a paper route? What kinds of things were you doing, even growing up? And yes, it was money to go and then have cash so you could buy things. But think about what happened for you. What did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about people? What did you learn about the world just working those jobs? And that's part of our destiny, part of living and experiencing. And we are in the curve. We've been in the curve since we were born, really. And when you talk about the product of the katana, you know, the katana is a Japanese-style sword blade. And one of the steps that the Smith does is he takes the initial forging and puts it into a big curve. And that curve is a good planning step. And then as the edge is put on that blade, it straightens out. You know, and that's what we're in. We're in the curve, and as we take steps, our path straightens out for us. Now, the Smith, he's got the 10,000-foot view, right? He can see exactly what's going on. He can see the end game. And for us, we're boots on the ground. We're at ground level, and we can only see just a little bit in front of us. And think about how when you learned how to ride a bicycle. Do you remember learning how to ride a bicycle? And you got in and you pedaled and you got your balance. You went like maybe half a pedal and you fell off. And then you got to go so you could go like a half a block. And then eventually you could go two blocks. And then eventually you could go, you know, pedal up the street. You know, that was a learning curve. And you believed you could learn how to ride a bike. And you had belief in yourself, and you took action. Those are the important pieces. You know, one of the most transformational aspects that people experience coaching with me is that sense of direction. You know, when people are able to get clarity on where they're going and get in motion, and we hone it down, we get really specific about what that vision is, and then they take actionable steps. And I keep them in the process. So you take one step and then the next step and the next step. And the thing about having clarity and that thing about being able to take step, that belief that what's possible grows and then it instills itself. And they don't question what's going on because it's like, I'm going to get there. I can see that I'm going to get there. And that's such a wonderful transformation. Do you believe you have what it takes? You know, sometimes we think about we're overwhelmed. There's so many choices, and I don't know exactly what I'm doing. We think about when you made the choice of what college to go to, what job to take, you know, who to see, what kind of friends. All of those things are choices that we've experienced as we grow up, and we want to make the right choice. And we do the very, very human thing of we want to divine the future, right? We want guarantees that whatever we do is going to be perfect, it's going to be right, there's no mistakes. And, you know, sometimes we just want to close our eyes and throw a dart. You know, let the universe decide for us. And what happens when you do that? Well, at least, you know, if it doesn't work out, it's not my fault. You know, the universe picked that for me, right? What's underneath all of that, decision making, am I doing the right thing, where am I going, is the inner voice, which is questioning. It's questioning us. And are we doing the right thing? Are we in the right place? Are we taking action? Are we doing the right actions? and that questioning voice can really undermine us. You know, one of the biggest transformations that happens with my clients comes as they choose that direction and take action. And when they clarify their vision and they set actionable intentions, and they naturally move into that belief. And that's what it takes. You know, that's what it goes. You know, to get where you want to be is never a question of having and what it takes. It's absolutely that you have everything you need. So what is the curve and when is the belief? When we're in the curve, you know, we are in action and going along, but life will throw us sideways. See, you know, what am I doing? How do you know when you're in the curve? How do you know when you're actually making movement along your right trajectory? And it comes from experience, from, you know, what it is that you want to achieve and how you're going about it. And what happens in life is we will try something out, we'll go along for a while, and sometimes we're thinking, well, this isn't the right thing. This isn't suiting me. And we have a choice of whether we want to stay put or whether we want to change and move. Being in the curve gets us to where we want to go. But we're on this curve, and as we take steps and we don't know what's in front of us, and we have to take action in order to see a little bit further. It's like standing at the bottom of the valley, and you can look up and you can see the mountain, and you can see the peak if it's a clear day, but then the clouds come in and cover the peak. But what you can't see is all the rocks and the valleys that are between where you're at and the mountain, and you just keep going, and you step up and you climb up the mountain and you continue to walk. And one of the big pieces about having that vision, knowing you can get there, but we don't get to see the path. If you can see a clearly laid concrete path that's a smooth highway, you are not on the right path. That's somebody else's path. They built it for you because there are things that you need to learn and you need to be able to work on. So are you someone who is seeking your destiny? You know, or is it veiled from you? Are you in the curve and are you taking action, but maybe you feel off center? Have you been working towards the life that you desire for too long and you're thinking, maybe I should throw in the towel? You know, I guide people through these questions. And if you want, we can have a conversation. You know, I'm available to you. Go to sunglowtransformation.com. Put yourself on my calendar. You can click to have a free session. And it's time for you to believe fully in yourself. So let's make that happen for you. We're going to go take a break. And when we come back, how do I live in belief? How can I get out of my head and into my body? I'm Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging Life Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. And I'll be right back after this break.
Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Annabelle. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process.
that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at HannahBelton.online.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark, and this is Forging a Life, Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. You know, we're talking about living in belief, and when is it that we have that it's easy to believe, and what do you believe in, and what is your belief dependent on? You know, what does it take to have belief? Do you have to see it, feel it, touch it to believe it? Do you believe in those things that are intangible, and is your belief dependent on someone else or a higher power or what's inside you, you know, knowing and trusting? So what do you believe? I've heard the people say, well, I believe I'll have another drink, right? But do you believe that bad guys always win? You know, do you believe that love rules all? You know, do we believe in the dignity of all people? Do we believe in Black Lives Matter? Do you believe in climate change? All of these things are beliefs. All of these feed into our psyche. And have you ever had your belief shaken? Have you ever had, you know, the rug pulled out from under your belief? You know, ever had somebody act unexpectedly? When in the pandemic, you know, in the last 14 months, did you have somebody that you thought you knew pretty well, you know, act and behave and react in a way that you just did not expect? I had that for myself for a couple of people because the pandemic was so disruptive on so many levels. And the way that people responded was ran the spectrum, really. And fear can do strange things for people. And sometimes when we believe in somebody or we believe somebody acts or is going to be a certain way and then they're not, it can take you aback. So have you ever also been out of belief, out of your alignment with yourself, with what you believe yourself to be? You know, I would say an assertive driver. I am out here in the Midwest. And when I am on the highway and I'm in the left lane and people are not doing the standard Iowa 10 over, maybe the person's only going 3 miles an hour over the speed limit, you know, that holding grace and being gracious and holding space for people coach that I am goes right out the frickin' window. And you will find me saying, get out of the way, you know, And maybe that's not who I really believe I am, but it's who I show up as. Moving from your head and your ego to your body is part of that belief, because so much of what we believe also lives in our head, and we want to move from our head and get out of our ego and into our body, into our heart, so we can embody our beliefs. You have to get out of your head and into your body. You know, we have to leave the ego and allow ourselves to attach to the heart. You know, in the head, we have doubt. We have second-guessing ourselves. You know, that inner critic grabs the bullhorn. You know, one of the major steps that I took, which 25 years after, you know, fueled my leap of faith to become a life coach, was jumping off the corporate ladder. You know, I was working full-time, and I jumped off, I left the corporate when I had my first son. And my husband and I were, you know, pretty casual about having kids. We kind of looked at each other and said, well, maybe we should. Okay. And so I was very ambivalent about having a child. I was the ninth woman in the underwriting department to get pregnant and have a kid. And all these other women would come into the underwriting department carrying their new bundles of joy. And I never held a single other baby. You know, even when I was as big as a house and someone said, here, you want to hold the baby? It's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. But it wasn't until my son was born. When he came out, all of a sudden the mommy button came on. And I realized, oh, yes. This, a new life, another life, something so important. And at that corporate job, I was putting in 50 and 60 hours a week. And I had started doing some direct sales about 8 months before. And that direct sales business, the income from it was not even a tenth of what my corporate salary was. But I knew I didn't want to be in the office with somebody else raising my kid. And so I hopped off cold turkey, left the benefits, left the salary, because I knew I could figure it out. And I jumped away because I wanted to be a work from home mom, and I believed that I could figure it out. And what I want to share with you is that I had belief and surety in myself as a mom. Now, in my business, that critic held the bullhorn. Have you ever, you know, had that critic that shows up and tells you that everything you're doing is wrong? Because that was mine. I was not doing the right things. I was not doing them in the right order. I was not doing them at the right time. The critic just was ruthless. How many of you have had that critic show up? And probably most of us have it every single day. What if you were doing a reach out and you reached out and you made calls, you made connections all day long and you did not get one single interaction? And what about it's a great night, I'm going to go out, let's invite friends to go out with me and we'll go out to dinner, and everybody is busy and nobody wants to go out to dinner. When those things happen, we translate that into there's something wrong. And there's something wrong with me. Can you relate to this? Does this click with you? Because that inner critic can take everything we do or don't do and sabotage us. And all of that lives in our head. And it's one of the big pieces I address with my clients. When you have that inner critic and when you have disappointment and things are not coming out the way you want them to, or you're not getting the outcomes you want them to, and we decide that we're wrong, we decide that we're not cut out for this, or maybe we decide that I've been working at this for so long and I'm ready to throw in the towel, we short-circuit ourselves by focusing only on the results. And you cannot control anything that's outside your own words and actions. You know, when you put all your happiness eggs into someone else's basket, you're going to be disappointed. What we want to do is bring the focus back to ourselves. We have to appreciate the effort that we're doing and recognize those so that we have the win. You know, I have people all the time that I work with, and it's a question of, you know, what are you willing to do and how far are you willing to go? You know, yes, we're going to have disappointments, but are you still willing to go out to dinner and have a nice dinner anyway, even though your friends didn't come with you? Are you willing to make the 20 attempts and celebrate that you made the effort and not look at the results? Are you willing to tell that old Uncle Bill that you're not going to hang out and spend time with him if he's going to tell racial jokes? You know, we don't have access to someone else's thoughts or their circumstance. You know, how they respond is not within our domain. What we do have is ourselves. You've got you, and you can celebrate every step, appreciate each effort, love on yourself, and that is the way to build belief. You know, sometimes getting out of bed is a courageous act. And so you can get out of bed, and when your feet hit the floor, you say, woohoo, and then it's downhill after that. It's a matter of understanding that that critic's going to show up and that you have the ability to push back and own it. You know, maybe some of you are thinking, whoever you're listening to, it's like, really, Dane, you want me to high-five myself for getting out of bed, you know, for going to work? Or maybe you're thinking, well, that sounds good, but it can't be that easy. And I want to tell you absolutely, yes, I want you to celebrate every little bit, every little thing you do. It makes a difference. And, yes, it's not that easy. You know, is it time for you to silence your inner critic? You know, are you ready to be able to claim your life and be rock solid in your beliefs, so that you're in motion regardless of what's happening around you, because you believe in what's possible and you believe that you can get where you're going? Does that thought excite you to be able to be rock solid in your beliefs and keep in motion regardless of what's going on? Does it scare you? Well, maybe we can have a talk. You know, every day I help people to step into their power, to get in motion, to stay in motion, and I'm available for you. You have permission to have a conversation with me. I'm Coach Christine Clark. My website is sunglowtransformation.com. You can click to have a free session. You can drop yourself into my calendar, and we'll talk. So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, you know, what's the pinnacle? How did I get there? How do I get there? Do we even know what the pinnacle is? And what does my ego have to do with that? I'm Coach Christine Clark. You can find me at sunglowtransformation.com, Sunglow Transformation on Instagram, on Facebook, and at LinkedIn. We are forging life, going beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny, and we will be right back after we take this break.
Feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show,
connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes. So live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark. We are forging life, going beyond the curve and calling in your unique destiny. You know, how much of the time do we go it alone? You know, how much of the time do we just go along and do our own thing and push forward without assistance, without help, without asking anybody for any help? You know, no one wants to ask for help, but we can always get help if we need it. So I want you to think about, you know, like even just something simple like putting together a party. You got people coming over and you're going to set up, you're going to do it. Now we women will probably do the grocery shopping, we'll clean the house, and we'll cook the meal, right? And then your best friend comes in and she's sitting at the table and says, hey, can I help you with something? You know, the default is, no, I'm good, I've got it. And that used to be me. You know, I used to think that I couldn't allow people to help me. I don't know. It was this thing that, okay, she's sitting at my table. She should be sitting at the table. I should be working. But she offers. And I know for myself when I go into somebody else's home, if they're doing something, preparing, especially if it's something that we're going to have a group to get together, I want to help. I feel more comfortable helping. But when somebody asks me, well, what can I do? I own it. You know, it's like, no, you can't. I can't let them do this. I can't let them chop the onions or saute or, you know, start the broccoli or anything like that. And it's ridiculous. It's all ego. It's ego because I think I have to own it. It's ego because I think I can do it better. And it's also ego not wanting to be improper. And it's just, it's a bunch of hooey. And I've learned to say, yeah, that would be lovely. How about if you do this and step back? You know, in the way of us allowing others to help us. You know, part of it's just being a control freak, right? Because I know that I'm the only one that can put this together just so. But we also have an ego block. You know, we don't want to look bad. We don't want to look like we don't know what we're doing. We don't want to look soft. We don't want to look weak, you know. And we know that we want to be able to be in control and appear to be in control. And sometimes, you know, we're paddling like mad underneath, trying to be serene on top. And you know, that can really get us into trouble. And the bigger piece, too, when we're asking or not asking for help, is sometimes if we're in overwhelm. You know, if you're confused, if you're scared, if you're stressed out, you know, asking for help can be very vulnerable. And we don't want to ask for assistance, because the thought that we might be denied, especially when we really, really need help, can shut us down. And so we can get in our own way and continue to struggle. But the truth is that nobody gets to the pinnacle alone. You know, we are meant to be in community, to have support, and to bring others along with us. You know, the ego pretends that our reputation is always at stake, and our ego will have us justify, protect, defend that very thing that we're struggling to complete had another hand, had somebody else to help us out. You know, the thing that we were, that we can accomplish on our own, and we won't ask for help because we want to save face. You know, in direct sales, there were a lot of bags and totes that I hauled around, and I would, you know, take them from the house into the car, from the car into the event, and then from the event back into the car. And people would offer to help, and I would say, no, no, I've got this. I can do this. And really, it was me wanting to be professional. It was me wanting to show I could do it, to me wanting to show that it was easy. And what that cost me was time. It cost me energy. But then later on, after I received some coaching, I realized that part of it also hurt me in relationships with the people that I wanted to have or thought I would have as customers, because it put this unintended block that kept people back, you know, this vibe of self-reliance actually put a professional boundary between me and them. Unintentional, didn't even realize it was happening, but it wasn't the warm fuzzy that could have built connections where I wanted to build connections. So that was a lesson that I learned. You know, hope you're getting this. Does this relate to anything that you've experienced on yourself? You know, because self-reliance, has that ever cost you deeper connections? You know, also, we can shortchange someone else's growth. When we don't delegate, when we don't give other people duties and things to do or allow them to try things, we are shortchanging their growth. We're shortchanging their life lessons. When you have your little kid and a little two-year-old wants to come in and help put the eggs away, and you don't want to let them help, you know, help put the eggs away because the eggs might break. What we are unintentionally telling that child is that you can't handle doing things, and it undermines the people around us when we are over self-reliant, when we won't accept help, when we won't delegate. You know, when it comes to getting through the curve, forging your life and business and attaining the pinnacle, what I know from working with so many individuals, as well as from my own life experience, is that what holds us back are the internal blocks. You know, 90%+ of the time we have the skill set, we have the education, we have the experience to get where we want to go. But we sabotage ourselves listening to that inner critic and doubting our own efficacy. And we think that, you know, failure means that we aren't doing it right. Failure means that we're coming up short. Failure means that, and the truth is that failure is lessons. Failure is meant to show you how to do something more. There's a piece of you that still needs to be honed a little bit, and it's really experience that is meant for you to grow. You know, the truth is that the outside callus is required. You know, to get clear of our self-sabotage, that outside piece is needed. You know, think back of having, you know, maybe you're wound up about something and you're sharing it with a friend, and your friend says just the exactly right piece and a word or a phrase, and all of a sudden you have a new perspective. It's like, oh, I get it now, you know? When you're wound up and you're on the hamster wheel, when has your coach or when has your mentor asked the perfect question to really give you a shift in perspective? So inside each of us are the embers to ignite our potential, the ability to burn bright and to draw in our destiny like a moth to the light. But most of us are mentally and emotionally shoveling dirt on our embers. You know, we've got a shovel in one hand, we got a watering can in the other hand, and we're wondering, why is there no spark, right? But when I was in direct sales, I had five events in a row cancel. And I was so devastated. I was so in my own stuff. And I totally forgot about the one event that was still on the books that week until the hostess called and said, are you coming? And my self-esteem was on the floor. And when that phone call came, any idea of my ability to be a quality businesswoman just was shattered. When have you found yourself in a dark spot? You know, when has hopelessness rung your bell? How do you come back from that? Well, you reach out and you connect to someone who can take that watering can out of your hand and give you some tinder. You talk to your coach, to your mentor, to your counselor, to your pastor, to your shaman, who will guide you to take a nice deep breath and then breathe back life into your dreams. You know, and that's what I do as a coach. You know, do you want to rein in your ego? You know, is it time to unearth your embers and get your fire going? Do you have a story to share or a perspective that relates to what we're talking about? I would love to hear that. You know, are you thinking, Christine, I've got some questions? Then I would say, let's have a conversation. You can put yourself on my calendar or send me an email at sunglowtransformation.com. It's important for me that you get something out of this hour that you can take with you to forge your own life. So don't leave yourself hanging. You know, let's connect. SunglowTransformation.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook at SunglowTransformation. You know, we're going to take a break. You know, do you believe in your core? Do you recognize your unique elements? You know, what does it mean to trust the process? I'm Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging a Life Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. And we'll figure all that out when we come back. Let's take a break now.
Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4233.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known Light Body Whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHolm.com. That's GraceGHolm.com. Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com. Are you ready to let go of the I can't that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark. We're forging our life, going beyond the curve. What is the process? What does it mean to be in process? And have you ever just wished to have simple perfection and not have to work at it, not have to strive and struggle for it? You know, wouldn't it be cool if we could just simply do everything we believe we're capable of, loneliness, and, you know, without the trial and error? Absolutely. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be nice? You know, I'm a planner, and I love to put together a master weekly plan. Put everything in there, get my coaching hours, put my mastermind group, the time I'm going to reach out to people, when I'm going to set up my next podcast, time for reading, time for yoga, time for meditation, time for family, you know, time to do the bookkeeping, meals, everything. And I love it when it's, you know, I color code it, right? So I love it when everything's in balance and flowing, it looks good. For me, the process is when I actually step into making that come to fruition, because nothing, no plan ever survives real life, ever. You know, the universe is going to drop things in on you. There's going to be car repairs. There's going to be, used to be kids that needed to be run, you know, stuff that happens. You need to go check on mom. And nothing ever comes to that beautiful color. So for me, the exciting part is the planning part, but the growth part and being in the process part is actual real life. And, you know, the universe wants to drop those things on us. It's called being in the curve, and we're in the curve, and we cannot see the path forward. You know, it has to be straightened a little at a time. You know, it's those hammer blows that produce that straight sword with a keen edge. It's a process. It is a process. I used to make booking calls. I would write myself a script. And when I would get an answering machine, I would practice the script. And when I got to talk to somebody, the script was more like guidelines and gave me some bullet points so that I could make sure I said everything I wanted to say. And over time, doing that, eventually, when I would actually talk to somebody, when I would make that connection, I had a 90% booking rate to book an event with somebody I spoke to. The process honed the skill. You know, your unique destiny is waiting for you. There is one that's aligned with your core, and you've been in the process of becoming who you're meant to be since birth. You know, the destiny that you can feel, that flame that pulls you forward, is aligned with who you are at your core. But it will take learning perspectives. It'll take releasing those things that don't serve you. It'll take gaining new skills. It's going to take running into something again and again until you get it, until it clicks. And it's going to take effort. You know, go back to the bicycle. It's going to take time to learn to be able to pedal the 3 blocks. You got to keep trying again and again. And then eventually you're going to be able to ride all over the neighborhood. And then after that, you're going to be able to bicycle across the country. But it's a process to learn it, to gain the strength, gain the resiliency. You know, and the processes, they transform us. We have to take imperfect action. Processes give us resilience. They build the muscle memory. You know, through the fire and the sweat, we gain knowledge. We gain understanding so that when you achieve what you're after, you can maintain it. You know, our destiny is not to go touch the pinnacle and then live quietly and happy in the memory of that ever after. You're not supposed to go there and then just remember that you were there once. We're called to transform. We're called to thrive in that place and to get where we have to take the imperfect action, and we have to trust the processes. That's what, you know, that's just what it takes. So want to talk about, you know, what curves are you in? What knowledge and skill, what edge can you claim? And are you ready to move forward? You know, your journey is unique, and the processes that you're going to go through are special and specific for you. Some, you may look over your shoulder and think somebody else isn't doing nearly what I'm doing to get, you know, I'm having to work three times as hard to get what they're having. And the truth is that everybody has their own journey. Everybody's challenges are in different areas of their life, and everybody has those parts that are needed to be refined so that you can live the life you want, so you can be deeper in connection with people, so you can manage your wealth better, so that you can live full out riding the waves. And there are things that you struggled with a long time ago that are now come to muscle memory. That's a process. It's a process of becoming. You know, we are transformed as we work, as we go through. And that's what the important piece is. So what curves are you in? You know, what knowledge and skill, what edge can you claim? Are you ready to move forward? You know, I would love to hear from you. I want to hear your wins. I want to hear your challenges. I want to hear about the pinnacles and the curves. I'm Coach Christine Clark, and I'm available to you. I want you to go to Sunglow Transformation and book a conversation. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn at Sunglow Transformation. So your journey is unique, and you have to believe in your elements and trust in your trust in the processes, and all of that is going to get you where you want to go. Now, I want to go back and just what we did, what we talked about today, and touch on that. You know, number one, you know, that there is something more and it's real. You know, is your destiny revealing itself to you? It is. In little bits and pieces, you're getting glimpses of what that future is, and when you stay in action, stay in motion, you're going
towards it. Hello, the internet.
Number two, you have to live in belief. You know, we want to move out of your head and into your body. And three, you know, no one gets to the goal alone. You have to connect with those that have the tinder and have that fresh perspective for yourself. And then four, you want to believe in the core and trust in the process. You know, these are things that I walk people through every day. And if you want to have help with any aspect of what we've talked about today, I invite you to check it out. You can click on Let's Connect or have a free session on my homepage at sunglowtransformation.com. What is important for you to remember is that that thing that you feel that is drawing you forward, and maybe you don't know how to define it or recognize it, let's have a conversation and define that for yourself so you know where you're going. Believe in yourself. Believe in the action. Taking action and staying in motion. Yes, that inner critic is going to be there, and that voice is going to just go on and on and on. But you have what it takes to say, hey, I believe in me. I've got me. Let's move forward. And recognize that you have those embers. Recognize that you have that inner spark, that you have elements that are special to you that guarantee that not only can you get where you're going, but you're going to be able to maintain it once you get there. And that's worth trusting and believing. And so look at where you're shoveling that dirt on top of that fire. Where are you watering it down? And let's remove the water. Let's take off the dirt. Let's uncover those embers and give yourself a fresh perspective and understanding that you've got what it takes and you can get there. Believe in your core. Trust the processes. That's how you're going to get there. We're going to go beyond the curve. You're in the curve. And once you get beyond the curve, then you can call in your unique destiny. That's what we're about in this program. You know, we're going to be bringing on people with unique perspectives to share with you each month on the fourth Tuesday. I'm excited to be in this process with you. I'm excited to share and to grow as we continue to work and to refine and to figure out this beautiful miracle, which is called life, where each and every one of you gets to share what is unique and special to you to create a world that is more connected, that has more resiliency, and has more accountability for all those things oh well, and to have an equitable equity of life. I'm Coach Christine Clark. You know, this is Forging Life Beyond a Curve, you know, calling in your unique destiny. Join me every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. This has been fantastic. I appreciate you hanging in there with me and listening today. We'll talk to you next week. No, we'll talk to you next month on Forging Life with Coach Christine, calling in your unique destiny, going beyond the curve. Until next time, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Forging a Life with Christine Clark. Remember to acknowledge your talents and skills. Your gifts are the elements needed to claim the life of your dreams. Believe you have what it takes to forge the life you want. Through intuition, trusting yourself, and the process, take action and call your life into a vibrant, beautifully lit existence aligned with your core.